We're coming once again to this book by Asher Norman called 26 Reasons Why Jews Don't Believe in Jesus. The third reason that he gives concerns the commandments of the Torah. And he says the commandments of the Torah are eternal. And by that he means everlasting. By that he means perfect. And on the surface, I agree with that particular statement. There's nothing in the commandments of God's law that are anything but eternal or anything but perfect and complete. But yet he plays, I think, with some words there that ends up being a misleading statement. Even though he says the law of God is perfect, yet he argues that without the oral tradition placed in addition to that law, there can be no understanding, there can be no implementation of that law. So even though God says his law is complete, he argues that apart from the oral tradition that was added much, much later, there is no perfect or ability to understand, comprehend the law. He also argues that because the law of God is eternal, that Jesus could not fulfill the law. Now, in that statement, he misrepresents the law, he misrepresents Jesus, and he misrepresents Christianity. He defines fulfillment in terms of being something that is diminished or made optional or terminated. And so he says, therefore, Christ could not fulfill the law. But the Lord Jesus himself tells us that he did not come to fulfill the law in a sense of diminishing the law or abrogating the law or making the law of God optional. He came to fulfill it in the sense of completely obeying it. And that indeed he did. In the Great Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 5, Christ tells us flat out that he did not come to abolish the law, but he came to fulfill it, to bring it to its demonstration of obedience in the absolute sense of that word. And Christ makes it clear. Christ makes it clear regarding that eternal law of God, that perfect law of God, that spiritual life requires a greater righteousness than any man could ever do. If there's going to be life through obedience to the law of God, it has to exceed that of the Pharisees. Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done. There has to be a sense of accomplishing the law. There has to be a sense of satisfying the demands of the law if there is a fulfillment of that perfect law. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ has done. But again, I think there's another fundamental error that he makes in regard to the commandments of the Torah, a misunderstanding concerning the law itself. In Reform circles, and the tradition is that the law of God is divided into three categories. We have the moral law of God that is summarized in those two great commandments to love God totally and to love our neighbors ourselves, explained in what we call the Ten Commandments. We have the ceremonial laws, which are all of the ritual laws of the Old Testament, the sacrifices, the temple worship, the tabernacle worship. And we have what we call the civil laws, those that dealt with the life of political Israel. Now, it's all regarded as law. It is the moral law of God, which is eternal, the moral law of God that is unchangeable, that is inflexible. From a Christian perspective, we see the ceremonial law as being fulfilled as a prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The civil laws were the applications of the moral law given to political Israel. And even in the Old Testament, we see that the application of those laws changed from period to period. Penalties of the broken law under the theocracy were not the same as the penalties of broken law under the monarchy. Not the least obvious would be that concerning adultery. There's David, the great king of Israel, that they recognize as the supreme king, from whom the Messiah is going to come. Even the Jews recognize that. But had David lived under the theocracy, because of his adultery, he would have been killed, and rightly so. But the law changed, and that was no longer the execution or the penalty for adultery in David's day. So I'm saying that even in the Old Testament, we have a change in the application of even the political laws. So in one sense, yes, the laws of God are everlasting. They must be fulfilled. Being fulfilled means satisfying the demands, and Jesus is the only one. Jesus is the only one that has ever lived that has successfully and completely satisfied the laws of God. And that is going to be the very essence and the very foundation of the salvation that he accomplishes for his people. The righteousness that he earned in relationship to that perfect law of God, only Jesus is capable of doing. Only Jesus has done.